Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
I specifically asked for the earliest appointment. I don't see how they can already be backed up if we're their first appointment.
Should we just have sex on his desk and we'll get you pregnant right now and okay. We won't even have to meet the doctor?
I wish it were that simple. God.
The truth.
Oh, look at that well of babies. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Look at that. He must have helped hundreds of couples.
It needs another space right in the center for another Polaroid for the baby that is going to come out of you.
Oh. 1 second.
Turn that off.
I can't. It's Putin. Oh. I swear to God, I think he's flirting with me on these texts.
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
I just need to get back to him right now.
I am this close to organizing a concert to support the Chechen rebels at this point. This guy texts you way too much.
Well, that's why you would support them.
I support all rebels.
We should compile these stories for our future child.
Yes. Daddy, tell me another story. Because he's going to be an 1800s British child. Tell me another story, Mommy. Tell me about when Vladimir Putin trying to pick you up.
Are we putting eggs in baskets?
If there are some eggs in a basket, I will fertilize them.
Oh.
Hi, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry to keep you both waiting.
Well, that's totally fine.
That happens.
I have bad news.
Oh, God.
I'm afraid that you are infertile.
Honey.
Is it me?
No. No, actually, it's both of you. I'm so sorry. I know how hard this must be for
you. Past 3 years, this is all we've been
doing. So many recommendations to us and contradictory
information. I gave up dairy and he gave up meat.
People have babies when they're in their 60s. I mean, in China or in Burma.
43 is not old.
No, I know someone who is pregnant right now.
Guys, if I may, as hard as this is to take, sometimes the body just isn't able to have a baby.
Because a donor, or I don't even know what the next step is to talk to a donor or surrogate.
I really wish that there was something I could do for you, but I'm afraid that in your case, officially, there's nothing I can do.
What does that mean, officially? What do you mean, officially?
Well, I mean that... All right, before I go on to tell you more about this, I should warn you that this is not sanctioned by the FDA or the AMA.
It's fine.
I could
screw
lose
them.
My license.
It's fine.
Forget them.
We won't say a word.
I'm speaking to you now, not as a doctor.
This is a person.
That's fine.
I'm a person, too. You don't know how many people I have to tell that all the time. I am not a rock star. I'm a person.
I do a lot of work with the Russians. I'm perfectly fine doing something unconventional.
What I'm about to propose may be even less conventional than you realize. What are you prepared to give up?
This is because I'm a celebrity and it's going to be expensive. I've heard the spiel before. It's a special thing just for you, but it's very, very expensive. Give us a number. Tell us the price.
It doesn't matter what the number is. We're willing to pay
it. What do you need from us?
What I'm offering you is an experimental procedure. It basically turns back your biological clock. Now, this doesn't come without certain sacrifices, but...
But it works?
If you trust me, I can lead you to a full-term pregnancy.
Okay.
I feel like you should lead with that next time. Yes.
The whole thing will be over in just under an hour, though your perception of time passing may be distorted. You will experience some dryness of the mouth. That should be normal.
Okay.
The two of you will be sitting together. You may want to hold hands. I also recommend that you speak together during the experience. Again, things in here may get a little bit on the disorienting side. Certain memories may be bleeding into one another. You may find yourselves getting a little bit confused. It may be nice just to have the grounded contact of the other person there. So feel free to talk. It won't interrupt the procedure at all.
Okay.
And you wake up with a slight tap when the two of you have come to a decision.
What do you mean, come to a decision?
You'll know when the time is right. However, once you make your decision, there is no turning back. Comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah.
Okay, everything ready?
We're all ready, Doctor.
Synchronized?
All set.
Good luck. I'd like you to count down for me backwards from 10.
10.
10.
9.
8. 7. Hey, I'm in here.
So tired.
You look all right.
Well, thanks. How do you?
Is it going to be late nights every night this week?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This week or next week?
Foreseeable future.
Me too. I just got home a little bit ago.
How's the album going?
It is not finished. Apparently no one in this band wants the album to...
The hell?
All the lights.
It's
not just the lights.
The power's out throughout the whole apartment.
And look, the clocks are out.
There's not even a storm.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna call.
I got mine.
The power company because I'm.
I don't have any service.
And my phone's not even turning on. What is that?
What is? Sounds like a baby.
What's it doing now?
Well, listen.
It's not doing anything. It hasn't changed.
What about now?
It's nothing.
Nothing.
That's us.
How do you know?
Am I doing this right? It's just supposed to...
It's supposed to change. It's just what's it doing right now?
It's doing exactly what it was doing 3 seconds ago. Nothing.
That's me?
Don't you remember this?
Kind of.
It just needs to come out right.
Right. Right. What's right? Which is right?
I mean a minus, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Do you want it to be a plus?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's not because it's me.
What?
That doesn't scare you, that I'm...
No, of course not. There's no other person I want to have a baby with.
Okay, that's... of course.
We're 26.
Yeah.
Your band is just starting to take off.
Mm-hmm.
I might get sent to the Russian embassy next week. I mean...
Yeah.
A baby would screw all of that up.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I just want to make sure that you're with me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Please, please... please let this be a minus.
Yes, I second that. God. That's my... no, that's... whose is that?
Mine
is okay.
It's the embassy.
Take it.
What does the test say?
It's take the call. Just take the call.
What does the test say?
It's a minus.
Thank God.
That's a minus, right?
Hello? Yes, I can. Tuesday. I will be there. Thank you.
What? Tuesday what? You'll be where?
I'll be in Moscow.
Oh, cool. You call me?
I love you.
I love you.
What is... why are we... why did we just hear that?
Wait, your phone...
No, I don't have cell reception. It must be
yours.
Oh,
I don't either. It's your phone.
Yep. Okay.
Who is it?
Unknown.
Answer it.
Hello?
Have you decided?
What decision?
There will be pluses and minuses if you choose to go back. But only minuses if you stay where you are.
Okay. Hello?
Who is that?
I don't know. It said, there will be pluses and minuses if you go back, but only minuses if you stay where you are.
What does that even mean? There'll be pluses
like
and minuses.
Wait a second.
What?
They haven't made a decision yet.
Should I cut the machine?
Are they stable?
The doctor.
The window's closing.
We're in the doctor's...
we're still
office.
In the doctor's office.
Let's give them a little more time.
That was him. That was the doctor. We're in the hallucination. You're right.
Oh my god.
He was calling us saying that thing, pluses and minuses, if you go back, and a minus.
Oh my god. It's the pregnancy tests. Pluses and minuses. If we go back to that time.
Go back to what?
If we didn't pray for it to be minus, what if it were a plus?
So are you saying go back in time and become 26 and live our whole lives over again?
And have a baby.
We go backwards to that?
We go backwards to that.
If this is the case, I don't want to do
this. That's the biological clock. That's what's going back.
Can you turn this off?
Is that what you're asking us? To make that decision?
Can you turn it off? I don't want to make that decision this way.
Turn it off.
Turn off the machine.
I don't want to do this.
He can't hear us.
We're not saying anything.
Turn it off.
This is a
turn
really messed up decision
mouth,
to make.
My mouth is not moving. I can feel myself not moving my mouth.
They can't hear us.
Well, let's think this through.
Pro-con list.
Okay, wait a second.
Pro, we go back in time. We're 26. We have a baby.
26? Okay, con. We go back in time, and we're 26. I mean, that's before everything. What if none of it happens to say? I certainly won't go on tour.
I don't go to Russia, and if I don't go to Russia, I don't mean Dmitri.
But that tour was everything. That was like an explosion.
I don't have a career.
No cover of Rolling Stone. No albums.
We're 26. We're totally broke.
Pro.
We have a baby. We have our baby. If we stick with this minus, we know that it's gonna be minus forever.
So let's keep our lives and never have a baby. We'll go back before we got all this.
We already know what happens if we say minus. It's not perfect.
No, it's not.
We have to decide.
That's my... No, that's... Whose is
that?
It's
my phone. Okay. It's mine.
Take
the embassy.
Take it.
This what does the test say?
It's take the call. Just take the call.
What does the test say?
Plus.
Plus?
It's a plus.
Plus, like we're having a baby?
It's a plus.
Hello?
Oh my god.
Yes, I can. Tuesday. I will be there. Thank you.
What? Tuesday what? You'll be where?
I'll be in Moscow.
Oh. Wait, you just got sent to Russia?
Yeah.
And you're going?
Yeah.
And you're pregnant?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I just felt a tap.
The tap?
It wasn't the kick, it was like a little tiny tap on my belly.
This changes everything.
It really does.
How are we gonna do this, Allie?
I guess we'll find out.
Biological Clock, performed by Tammy Sager and Ed Herbstman, with Lewis Kornfeld and Carrie Kasten.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Huh.
Do you think it worked?
I have no idea.
It was written by Ira Gamerman and developed collaboratively by The Truth.
Technically, you and I shouldn't be here right now having this conversation because they never came into the office. Does that mean that we're now in a parallel timeline? What does that mean for us?
Does that mean they're missing in this reality?
Or does it mean that we're missing in their reality?
Doctor, I'm confused.
So am I.
The music you're hearing right now is called Tomorrow Begins. It's by Richard Walters from his album Regret Less. And if you'd like to learn more about our podcast, you can visit our website, thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at thetruthfiction. Our associate producer on The Truth is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been listening to
The Truth.
Do you think they're happy now?
They didn't ask for happiness. They asked for a baby. And that's what I gave them. I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost certain.
Radiotopia.
From PRX.
Radiotopia.
From PRX.